Tuesday night, Chavis Halvavis, Chof Shvat. We're in Shari Yichud HaMaisa, Perek Hamishi, page Kuf Ayin Tes. And the Chavis Halvavis is talking about taking on yourself extra chumras, and he has no problem with that. And we spoke out. It has to be that, you know, it's not just you're playing games with one-upsmanship or you're being condescending. But otherwise, it's a good idea. It's not considered straying from the derech of the Mesorah, because that was always an accepted thing, that you make a siog, you make offense to the Torah, you're afraid you'll do an aveira, so you say, okay, I won't even walk down this street, I won't go on this bus, I'll stay away. That's called asusiog l'Torah. So we're going to learn the last few lines of the paragraph that starts with Abel imnir elecha. So the last five lines of that paragraph. Vihine, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom of the paragraph. Vihine, hirshu lanu ezos, chachamim allowed us to do that. V'ayv chivunu, in fact, at times they said it's an obligation. L'isnadei b'tosefes al hachova, to add to what we're mechuyev to do. And he gives a few examples. Don omra mosifim mechol al hakodesh. You have to add a few minutes to Shabbos. You have to take in Shabbos early. Can't wait till the last minute. Now this, he's not talking about a siog. Till now he was talking about a siog. I make myself offense. Adding to Shabbos on Friday is not, maybe it works to be a siog too. Or else if you wait till the last minute, you know what will happen. You'll end up lighting after the minute. But it's also a good thing to do, like you're adding Kedusha to your life, you're adding Kedusha, you're adding to Shabbos. So that in itself is objectively good. V'hisnadvus b'tzom b'yom, to fast, it means, let's just say, b'hab. You know, they made up the fast b'hab, just in case you need a fast for an aveira. U'b'tztokah, you give more tztokah than you're absolutely obligated to give. Everybody gives more tztokah, hopefully, than they have to give. Umaniyas ha-hagzama, not to exaggerate. You're not really lying. You know, I'm not lying, I'm exaggerating. So you have to stay away from that. Now the question is, where does it say all of these things? So the Leiv Tov brings down L'moshel, rather this one he doesn't have a source for, about exaggerating. Okay. The Mosoro, maybe it's one sentence. Not to eat a lot, even if it's mutter. The ziru milishava b'shem, not to swear b'shem Hashem, even if it's emes. Afal pishanishba b'otzodek, even though it's true. Umalavaharbos devorim, from talking a lot. Afal pishem b'hem sheker, you'll end up saying a sheker. Umalahasku in yoni b'nei odom, not to talk about people. Afal pishem b'hem loshen hara. Even to praise someone, he's worthy of it. Because, you know, then someone's going to say, but, and it's going to start a whole Lashon Hara session. So all of these things are things that are technically mutter, but we make a get there so as not to be nichshal in the chet. Even to talk badly against people that don't act properly, even though they deserve it. So again, all of these things has gedorim. When is it mutter to do? Sometimes it's a mitzvah. Sometimes it is taka good to be mefarsim people. So you have to, if you know someone, let's say, is taking stokah and he doesn't really need it, so of course you have to tell people not to give him. So, but he's talking about a case where it's not, there's no purpose served in it. So anyway, these are good things to do. You're not straying. Let's move on. V'ro'uy, and now we're going to explain Shenavor Menachelek Hasheni Dugmos. Till now we talked about, now we're starting a whole new topic, finally, Baruch Hashem. Till now he was talking about that the Yetzer Hara attacks you on the fundamentals. Maybe Torah is not true, maybe it's Olam Abba, Nekar is Olam Hazeh. And he said he attacks ignorant people with knowledge, because the ignorant people are ignorant, and the people who are knowledgeable intellectuals, he attacks them, because it's a very dangerous battleground in itself, because if your belief, if your amuna is based on intellectual knowledge, then he comes and he shows you that there's questions, and how come this happened, and how come this didn't happen, and who said, and where is it recorded, and how could it be, and he starts making you full of sphagas. But now we're entering into not fundamentals, good old Yetzirah that we're all more familiar with. We looked at these things, maybe it's not so nogeya us, even if it is. But now we're talking about Pasha the Yetzirah. You want to get up in the morning, don't get up. Learn, don't learn. Day-to-day life, how the Yetzirah keeps you from doing what it is you're supposed to do. That's what he's talking about now. I'm going to give you now examples. I'm going to give you just examples. He's going to give 12 examples. He can give 100 examples. But he's going to give you 10 like scenarios, 10 ideas, 10 ways in which the Yetzirah tries to entice you. And you yourself will extrapolate to all other types of things. So you'll be careful about it. You do him low. Knowledge is a good thing. Heavenly Lovers likes knowledge. You'll know, you'll be aware, you'll be able to fight it. There's nothing good in the world. Very depressing statement. There's nothing good in this world. I guess after Adam HaRishon pulled off that big hate, everything in the world has something or someone trying to bring it down. Sometimes it's people trying to bring down a good thing. Sometimes Hashem sends them. It's an Asayon. Sometimes it's the Yetzirah. Sometimes it's the Satan. Sometimes it's people. Every good thing in the world, very depressing sentence, so learn it well. It's every good thing in the world has someone or something trying to bring it down. She'ein lo maka ha-mashchisoso, that there's no evil force, negative force, I'd rather say, than evil, negative force trying to bring it down. V'lochein, therefore, v'she'omad al-ifani ha-pagom, if you learn about the way the Yetzirah tries to bring it down, ha-mafsidim es-ha-masim, so then you'll be aware. And a bulb, a light bulb, will go on in your head when you feel a certain way. And you'll say, bing, I learned about that in Chayvus Halvavus. Oh, I know, now I know it's the Yetzirah talking. That's such a typical point of the Yetzirah. Yevshalo yosel lishomer mehen, you'll be careful. You know, the Yetzirah tells you, just this one time, miss your Seder, don't go learn. Just this once. So like this, you say, it's just once, and I'm busy, and this and that. But then you say, I learned that in the Chayvus Halvavus. Maybe, I don't know if we'll learn it. Maybe we'll see. You give in once, and now he has you already. So that's what he means, that type of thing. You'll recognize it for what it is. A very, very depressing statement. If you're a goody-goody, and you don't know that there's evil out there, and you never learned about evil, and you don't know what people are capable of, and what the Yetzirah is capable of, and what people could do, lo yuzukak lo mimenu davar, you're going to end up with nothing in your pocket. If you don't know there's ganovim out there, I'm giving this marshal now. This is what he's saying. Then everybody, they're going to pickpocket you. You're going to have nothing left. You can walk around with $1 million. If you don't know there's pickpockets in the world, soon you won't have any money left. And you have to know that there's crooks out there, there's Yetziharas out there. And he's talking to the, he's not just talking about everybody here saying, yeah, I know so many bad people. He's talking about you yourself. He's talking about your Yetzirah. He's just talking in general. As a yisod of life, there's a lot of beard out there. There's a lot of kilkul out there. Things are trying to bring down the good. It's a battle. That's why we started off this perek, is that life is a battle. It's a fight. And the Yetzirah is your worst enemy. Imagine someone that hates you more than anybody else in the world, and the Yetzirah hates you more. Okay, he doesn't really hate you. He's just a shliach of Hashem, but he acts he's as determined and as aggressive and as uncivilized and as consistent, and he keeps after you more than your worst enemy, more than your sworn enemy. So, but this is so depressing. It's geschmack to learn. He says, someone who doesn't know about evil, someone who only knows good, he's Pollyannish, he's not going to have anything left in his wallet. But again, don't smirk, because he's talking about us, ourselves. If you don't know the Yetzirah, so you can be a big tzaddik. This is what he's saying. A tremendous chiddush, a tremendous statement. You can be a big tzaddik if you're not aware of the way the Yetzirah works, so it's going to capture you and you're going to be left with nothing. That's what he says. Lo yizubek lo mimenu davar, Nachmas, page Kufpei we're on now. We're turning to page Kufpei. Nachmas rov ha-pogom ha-mafsidim also. Vayoecha da-chasidim oima le-talmidov, limdu esarat chila. Yeah, try to... I don't envy the cheder that tries to do this, by the way. Limdu esarat chila. Learn about what's bad. Learn the bad. Now, you could make this into a chinuch hashkafa. This is what some people say. Let me show my... I'm not saying now... It's a heavy topic. But Chavis Alvav is... You know, it's like... Let me introduce my kids to the computer. Let me introduce my kids to books so that he'll know it exists. And I'll do it like in a medical, like an inoculation. And he'll see what's out there, and I'll say, this is treif, and this is kosher, this you can do, this you can't do. Because if he's innocent, and this is what the taina is by some people, not going into now who's right. But I'm not saying he means that case. But this is the point of some mechanchim, that if your kid grows up and he doesn't know about the computer or about the internet or about girls, and all of a sudden he walks out there, because one day he's going to walk out of the cheder, one day he's going to walk out of the yeshiva, and he's not going to know what hit him, and boom. And this is what some people claim. Now, who's right? Do you do it? But this is what the Chaim Chavovitz is saying. He really is saying that. I mean, there's no getting around that he's saying it. If you're never exposed to evil, if I don't teach you about evil, it doesn't mean exposed that you should dabble in it and try it out. It doesn't mean that. If you're not exposed to it intellectually, if you don't know it exists, right? If I don't raise the question, he would be saying. And this is what he's saying. He says, when I sat down to write the Chovos Halvavos, I wasn't sure if I should say all these things I'm saying in this parak. Because people, you're going to hear it and you go, hey, man, I never thought of that. Maybe he had Taka as a point. Like he's saying over what the Yetzirah is saying, and you're saying, let's say I say, so the Yetzirah comes to you and says, how could it be that Bnei Yisrael went out of the Midbar, went out of Mitzrayim in the Midbar for 40 years? There's no footsteps in the sand. There's no sign. Can't be that 3 million people were in the Midbar for 40 years and there's no, like, all the archaeologists never found anything. So, Chaim Chavovitz goes on to answer it. But somebody's going to be sitting here listening and go, hey, I never thought of that. Man. And he goes home, and then the Yetzirah, like, starts telling him. So Chaim Chavovitz says, I had very mixed feelings about writing everything I write in this perek. Because I'm introducing people to things, and they may, hey, you know, could be they didn't think of it. And this is what I told you, a debate between my wife and my best friend's wife about if you should raise questions in the classroom. And my wife said, don't, you know, you have 30 kids in the classroom, so 5, you're doing a tremendous favor by raising the questions, because you're giving them the answers. But the 25, they don't think of these questions. They're happy to go through life, and you know, and now you're going to like introduce them to the questions. And that's what the Chaim Halbavos is saying. He's saying, I had a big question. Should I do this? And he says he decided to do it. That's what he says. You can't extrapolate to any modern day chinuch question. You could. It's something to think about and to raise as a point. But I'm not saying like the Chaim Halbavos is paskening modern day chinuch issues. You know, that's too simplistic. But he's talking about these types of concepts where you have, you do have mechanchim that say, that make these points. So you see it, you know, choshem a point, it's not new. Because the Lovers talked about it at least 1,000 years ago. Let me teach you about the beard first. Teach you. He doesn't say do it. Let me teach you about the beard first. So you'll recognize it and you'll stay away from it. But first, learn the rock. The sur me rav say told. And that's what the Bjechlin ben Zakkai said. I am facing, when I wrote this, this is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's problem in Bava Basra. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wanted to expose how people fool each other in business. And there's a few cases in the Gemara that says some people do this and some people do that, and they weight their weights and they put in water and they put in this instead of that, and they did it, and then he says, like, what am I doing? I don't know who's listening to me. The guy says, hey, and that's a great idea. Oy li im oymar, oy li im loy oymar, he said. I can't win. If I say it, then who knows what people are going to learn from me. But if I don't say it, then nobody's on guard. So he decided to say it, says the Chayim HaLavad, that's the Gemara, and he quoted a pasuk, Ki Yisharim Darkei Hashem. I jumped down to the last line of the paragraph on page Kuf Pei. Ki Yisharim Darkei Hashem, V'tzadikim Yelchubam, U'poshim Yikoshubam. That's the Mahalach he took. I'm going to teach it, it's Torah. I'm going to teach it. You have to know it. Some people will use it for bad, some people will use... Can't help it. They're bad people. They have the weapons to fight it. They have a Yetzer Tov. That's what he said. So maybe I shouldn't raise questions. So here's one example that you can't extrapolate from the Chavis HaBogus. Because his answer is that you have the weapons to fight it. Now, it could be a 15-year-old or even a 16-year-old or even an 18-year-old doesn't have the weapons to fight it. So you can't say, oh, the Chavis HaLovah says that's what you should do. He's only saying to do it if you have the weapons to fight it. But if you're a kid, then maybe you don't have the weapons to fight it. So it's a very silly thing to do, Taka. So we'll leave it at that.